Over the years, the Turtle community has come to consider our village as loyal in this country as the vanguard. And on many issues of the day, the standard bearer of Turtle values. And we're all proud to assume this task because the Turtle has given us as a become an article of treasure by the Almighty Shalom. It has entrusted us to keep, to preserve, and oftentimes to watch over, to guard. And the Turtle must be guarded from the secular forces that seek to corrupt its values in the lives of Eden, from intruders who sometimes in the name of Judaism completely subvert and destroy the eternal values of our people, the Turtle Occupation. The meaning of orthodoxy, the meaning of Turtle Yiddishkeit, is what we seek to preserve. And the meaning of Turtle, in its deepest sense, as the guideline of the life of a Jew. You all remember years ago, Rabbi Sherman Zachrin Lebrucha used to stand at the convention and at the dinners of Avodas Yisroel and demolish and tear away at the false premises of the conservative and reform movements. Their claims to leadership of the Jewish people. It was the great schus of Rabbi Sherer in his day, and it is a matzah that he left us to our day, that he completely destroyed this premise. And that what is his soul today is recognized as the major force in Judaism that has a netzach, a future. Because those movements that came to subvert the historic meaning of Yiddishkeit have disintegrated themselves. They've become oblivious and they fall into the pits of intermarriage and assimilation. They have no future. They almost have no present. And we can say that these vestiges of kfir and sheker will be relegated by the Rabbeinu Shalom to the dustbins of Jewish history. But a new danger has appeared on the horizon. That calls itself open orthodoxy, that also seeks to subvert the sacred meaning of Yiddishkeit, that is steeped in apikosis and in deus kaisbis, that is a so-called yeshiva that sends rabbis into the field. And Jews unknowingly consider them to be representatives of the Orthodox movement. But it's the furthest thing from the truth. Because these people, this movement, many of you may not be familiar with all this. But there's a grave danger out there, especially in open America, outside New York City. that positions of leadership amongst Orthodox Jews is being taken over by people who have completely deviated from the Sefer HaKadosh of Tehillat Shebaal Peh and Maseilas Aviseinu, and have had in its leadership the chutzpah to write that Avraham Avinu failed the test by being ready to sacrifice his son on the Akedah, Rachmon Mitzlan, to say this or to hear this. But this has been openly written by the leadership of Open Orthodoxy. And the so-called good yeshiva of its school has berated Yaakov Avinu for his behavior in Sefer Bereishis. The sheer shekel and chutzpah to write such things after the Pumei. But we must know that these people outside our closed machna of the Olam HaTorah of Charedi Shehidim, these people are a sakana to the Klal Yisrael in our country today. And our friends in the modern Orthodox world, and I'm sorry to say, even in the chief rabbinate of the Holy Land, unfortunately, they're not sensitive to this sakana. But Talmud true Jews, led by its Rabbanim and its committed Balabatim, especially those living outside the main urban centers of Charedi life, must stand up and consider it a Mechemes Mitzvah and consider themselves as challenged more than ever to safeguard our sacred Messiah, our Emunah, in every way, and to do battle by the written word and by the spoken word fearlessly, and they will enjoy Siyata Dishmaya to be Mamed Esau Emes Altila, to set the record straight what is Yiddishkeit and what is Rachmon Litzlan, pseudo Yiddishkeit, Shkogam Kfir Apikosa Status Christmas. And we appeal tonight to the members of the modern Orthodox people, those who do not officially identify with our religious world, stand up and be counted. Speak up and openly reject these new deviationists cloaking themselves in the mantle of orthodoxy. Refute their arguments. Condemn their statements. Protect the Messiah that has kept us alive throughout the years. Convey this message to your Talmidim, to your constituents. Shazay Satayr and Ray Sahay Mukhmepas. And to find the true meaning of Maseilas Aviseinu. That is the challenge that you and us face nowadays in this new phenomenon that has come upon us, in this visitation of a plague that is surrounding many communities, many circles of people that do consider themselves Orthodox. total commitment in our day means also a vital, unshakable kesher with the Eidim HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael. We're all familiar with the gzeiros that have been inflicted upon them by many segments and the Israeli Knesset. We know about these gzeiros, and they are already weighing down on the yeshivas, on the kollelim, on the avreichim, on the families that seek to be mekayim ki b'seiros Hashem chafzayim u'b'seiros yeh b'yemim b'loyimah. Under the most difficult conditions, they have the shvus to essen. We in Eretz Yisrael, in this country, are very proud that we were the catalyst and the main force behind the Atzeres Tefillah that took place several months ago. It was a true Kiddush Hashem. It showed that the Rabbeinu Shalom where our hearts are. It showed our head of the Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael that we're with them. We're nice and ba'al in their tzav. But we've got to do something concrete in helping them. We ask again that all the shuls, the communities, the batakasis, the batakadroshes that have not yet joined the Adopt the Kollel movement in Eretz Yisrael, and they sign up and join and help Lomdei Torah to help families exist and allow the Kol Torah to continue throughout. We want to join as the Zvulans of our Tzibur with the Yisachars of Liban HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. On the Rebbe Chaim that we remembered this chus and the bracha b'hayu kei shos al hamgi moim asher priya yitain b'itay v'leivu l'yibol v'chul asher yasi yasliach. We too shall be zeichet to this. And finally, a word about the honorees tonight, two of whom, Gabriel Klugman, Rabbana Shvebel, Aliyah Lashon, Dennis Shemes, Arnav Boyan Vergin. But we pay tribute to their legacy and the life that they represented. And we mispalo le'ilui nishmosam by taking note of their ma'asim tovim. Yehi zechron baruch l'chayei yad. Rabbi Yossi Ashkenazi, I remember from years back as a young pirchei and dansirei leader, and his devotion to Hagudah. And his devotion to Hagudah Yisrael is symbolic with the teachings of his Rebbe Abraham Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who taught his Talmidim the imperative of taking achrayus and doing something for Klal Yisrael. Yossi, congratulations at Meir Be'ezim Shalom. Achrein Chorit. Rabbi Mishron has become a legendary figure in our day and has grown into one of the greatest Machzikei HaTorah and Mechaber Beit Stoker in the Klal Yisrael today. lend his hand to old Sophie Amkodish and the Sefer Torah being presented to him today is a sefer of Torah Shebichsav. But as the Rishonim write in the Oseus, in the Tagim, other sefer Torah are contained the entire Masechta of Torah Shebaalpeh, including the Gemara Deraisa. And Kabbalim, he also in that the star of your Masechta Torah come from this Torah Chayim, a Torah that sustains life, that gives life, that is our kesher, the shah that leads us not only to Chayi Ha'olam Hazeh, but also to Chayi Ha'olam Habah. May you merit the zchus of those who are echlim perusayim ba'olam hazeh, in addition to the keren kayemes ba'olam habah. Wie ihr Rotzen, Schettisch, Rechtschöne, bemaße ihr Teichern.